Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This is a Football Friday edition of Danny and Dusty.
Brought to you by the Odyssey app.
On 1080 The Fan.
Portland Trailblazers right now. They currently stand 19-29 on the year. Exceeding expectations, but still in a really, it's a tough
still
spot,
not
man.
Really good at all.
No, but they are closer to the 10 seed than they are the number one pick, and I think that upsets some Blazer
fans.
Yeah,
well, you got to stop talking about the number one pick. The team at the very bottom has 6 wins. Dusty, this is
really
their
bad.
Second 16-game losing streak this
season.
They
are so bad. The Wizards are so bad.
Bro, they might do it.
Yeah.
They might break the record.
Oh.
They're that bad.
Oh, boy.
It's like they might like reactivate some guys down the stretch just so they're not the team with the worst record in NBA history, because nobody wants that. You don't want that 9 wins.
No.
But
stop that.
Like the
stop it.
When they come through here, you're going to be like, oh, sweet Jesus, what is this?
It ain't basketball.
I've tried to watch them probably 3 or 4 times because I really want to watch Carrington and Sarr and Coulibaly. Yeah. But I can't. It is as bad as that Orlando offense was last night. Washington's is worst. By the way, Orlando's half-court offense is almost as bad as Washington's. It's like a half a point better per 100.
You could tell.
Yeah. So if you thought that was bad, there actually is a level that gets worse.
Yeah. Okay, but here's where I think that it's like you nailed this so early in the waning years of Neil Olshey. You would always say, pick a damn path.
Mm-hmm.
Pick a damn path and commit to it. Now, the Blazers picked the path of Dame gone. We are going to go hard rebuild.
Mm-hmm.
And last year it was like, okay, you've got 2 years ago, it was like Scoot Henderson. And we went, oh boy, this is not going well last
no.
year. Get Donovan Kling and you're like, okay, Tumani Kamara in that trade
mm-hmm.
for DeAndre. And you're like, all right, hey, the thing, some young pieces are looking good. But we know that the NBA is a star-driven league, stars mm-hmm. win, and the Blazers do not have that guy. They are flush with role players right now.
Yes.
And that's why they're peeling off some wins, too. Mm-hmm. As it currently stands, the Blazers have a 7.5% chance to land the number one pick if the order stayed the way it is right now.
Yeah.
They are 4 games better than the Brooklyn Nets, mm-hmm. right? And this is kind of where we were all envisioning this being, right? Like, in the fourth, fifth worst record.
Mm-hmm.
The difference between the Blazers in the 7th slot right now And the Brooklyn Nets, which is our fifth, is a 3% chance of getting the number one overall pick.
Which,
that's pretty significant.
It is and it isn't. And I'm not saying that's like down, like it's like, oh, this the Blazers are fine. It is because the most you can get is 14%. Okay. Mm-hmm. So when you're talking about there's a cap of 14%, 3% is a lot. Like 3% is damn near 25% level increase of talking about what your capacity is.
For sure.
So, but the flip side is it's only 3%. And when you look at the number of combinations, it's like you want it, but, and this is not me saying this. This is organizationally what they are projecting and what they are saying. We are not going to, quote unquote, sell our souls. It's not word for word. I'm paraphrasing. To chase that,
yeah,
at the risk of stopping what we have right now with these young guys.
And that was what Chauncey said in that young guys having that taste of winning. Like, that's the slippery slope mm-hmm. of tanking that Washington's in it right now. Detroit has been trying to claw their way out of it for several years now.
Mm-hmm. And they've finally
it's hard to do. But I think this is where if you take away and you peel back the odds for the top three, which mm-hmm. is 10.5, 10.5, 10.6 for the top three, right? Mm-hmm. That is where Brooklyn is. The Blazers are 7.5, 7.8, 8.1. That's significant.
Mm-hmm.
As you go back further, though, this is where you really get
You can't fall further.
It starts getting
pretty drastic.
The odds on, because of the way that the lottery is constructed,
mm-hmm.
teams moving, teams getting pushed back, teams jumping, the Blazers have a 34% chance to get the eighth pick right now.
Mm-hmm.
And that is where the drastic difference is, because if you look at it...
Let's run it one time. I'll run a quick tankathon.
Okay,
just to see the lottery odds.
Okay, who gets the first pick?
Portland fell back to ninth.
Fell back to ninth. That's not good, Bob.
Here's the insane thing. Atlanta moved up 10 spots. Golden State moved up 11 spots.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what can happen.
It is a lottery.
And that's kind of like you had two teams who had, in this scenario, the Atlanta Hawks, who just won the lottery last year,
yep.
had a 2% chance.
Mm-hmm.
The Golden State Warriors, who were ended up number two in this lottery, had a 1.2% chance. You had a combined 3.2% yep. chance, and both happened. And I'm not saying that is like a,
sure,
they're fine. I'm saying with the flattening of odds, stuff can get weird.
You won't use the Neil O'Shea word, but it's not the panacea.
Yeah, no, and it's not that, because let me be clear for everybody who is questioning where I'm standing. I think they should shut the water off.
Yeah,
I absolutely do.
Kind of doesn't feel like that's happening.
I strongly believe that they're going to shut down the veterans after the All-Star break. Now, this is where it gets a little dicey, and this is something as the Terry Rozier stuff traveled around the league, as far as the gambling probe being done federally. Yeah, as far as him being shut down. If you don't think the league is on high alert right now, you have another thing coming, and it might make it hard for any team to shut guys down without having a no BS injury. So it's... Those teams at the bottom?
Trade.
Well, not yes, but also like some of those, like the Charlottes of the world, the Brooklyns of the world, if they don't trade a Cam Johnson, or Charlotte tries to shut down LaMelo Ball and Miles Bridges, there might be some prying eyes of, nope, we have a federal probe going on right now.
Yeah.
They're playing.
Okay.
So that adds a little bit of pow to the pile, as it were.
It makes it really hard to get out of where they are now, though, right? And that's why it's like you need a star to win.
Yes, 100%. And they do not have a ton of luck.
They do not have one on their roster.
No.
And we just don't know where this is going to go for the remainder of the year. I understand the apprehension of this.
Mm-hmm.
The Blazers, though, it does not appear and it does not feel, when you hear what the players are saying, when you hear what Chauncey Billups is saying, when you watch the game and you see how well they are playing right now, this is not a team that is tanking.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey,
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. This week, it's all about buy five and get five free when you buy 10 mix and match participating items. Here are just a few. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Pepsi, or Smartwater beverages of various sizes. 16-count fresh baked cookies and pint-sized Ben & Jerry's ice cream, as well as 6 mega or 12 double rolls of Signature Select soft and strong bath tissue and 6 rolls of Brightly paper towels selected varieties. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Full stop.
Just as an aside, I ran the lottery one more time after a reset. Charlotte went up to 1, Portland went to 2.
Okay.
Like, again, and this is just the math.
You never know.
You just don't. You hope and you pray. And I've talked to some people around the league who, you know, there are some superstition of, like, ethical tanking.
Yeah.
And they're like, Washington can't get the first pick.
Hey, I'll tell you this right now. If the Blazers are playing hard because Adam Silver's rigging the lottery, I'm in.
Oh, yeah. No, 100%. 100%.
If they're look, like, hey.
Send the white guy named Flag from Maine to the other Portland.
Yeah. We're going to go ahead. We're gonna if that fixes in, I'll frozen envelope it and say, good on Portland.
You know
but
what?
In this, we just don't.
It's been a long time since we've had anything fixed here as far as, you know.
Yeah.
They had the coin toss go wrong for Hakeem, Oden over Durant. I feel like the Brandon's knee's going.
Yeah.
I feel like they've paid their penance. Free, you know, like put a magnet in some lottery balls.
Look, if conspiracy theories is all I have to hold on to, sign me up.
Tighten that tinfoil,
baby. I'm in. I'm in. Your feedback on the Vancouver Ford text line next. Danny and Dusty on the.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.